Shocker, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you doing today?
Oh, hey, I think I might be doing better than the Oilers tonight, man. This is a horrible matchup.
Yeah. Wow, and St. Louis, they're playing well right now too, right? They're just killing people. I mean, they blew out San Jose 7-2 twice in a few days. And their last win was this come from behind where they were down a couple of goals in the second period. And yeah, they're playing really, really well. And really, the goaltenders are playing well. They've got a world-class D pairing and a bunch of homegrown, drafted, and developed talent that's lighting it up for them. Like, they are just, they're the poster boys for the way to do it properly.
Interesting, you know, you do it properly and then you still have to add pieces. Like, you look, Shattenkirk was a trade, Bomeister was a trade, Stastny a big signing. Obviously, you have to have a combination. The interesting thing, we just spoke to Andy Strickland, and he mentioned how the Blues, you know what, they're going to add a defenseman that they really don't have any heavy, mean guys on the back end. And when you look down, like excluding Barrett Jackman, right, who's nearing, you know, the kind of the later stage of his career. But Shattenkirk, Pietrangelo, Bomeister, Gunnarsson, Ian Cole, Jordan Leopold, who's no longer there anymore. But, you know, they don't have that real physical presence. When you look at teams that are out of it, do you see one that fits for what St. Louis needs?
Yeah, good question. I don't have the standing sitting in front of me right now. And it's interesting because remember what they did, right? They traded a guy, exactly the guy they're talking about, in the name of a little bit more mobility, and now they're talking about wanting to bring that back. Like, mm-hmm. Did they not do Polak for Gunnarsson? And was he not kind of exactly what we're talking about?
Yeah.
So they trade that guy away, and then they get halfway into a season and realize, oh man, like there's some value for that guy there. There's a reason why he was part of that team and why he'd been with them for a little while. So it's not to be underestimated the importance of that. It's good to have puck movers, but you need to have some guys that can throw bodies around a little bit. So nobody's really jumping out to the front of my mind right now.
You know the guy who I think they will go after. It won't cost them very much. He's a Penn and UFA, Tim Gleason in Carolina.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to say Gleason, and it's funny because the thing about Gleason is the foot speed is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real issue. And, you know, he's tough. He's not afraid. He'll fight anybody out there, and he can throw them. He's respected for his toughness, but I just wonder if there's any game at all left. Because the foot speed is a major issue, but he was a name that came to mind, and I thought, I don't know that he has a place on a contending team. I just don't know that he's good enough.
Yeah, and that's fair, and that could be the the issue where they look at a guy who's he's not going to play top minutes with their three guys there, right? And that's the thing, like they need a heavy guy who can maybe play 15.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know where Mark Bystrick is these days, but sort of that type of player, a heavier guy that can play some minutes and isn't going to hurt you. But they had that guy, right? And they moved him, and now they want him back.
Yeah, I remember that trade, and I know why Toronto made the trade, because they needed that guy. I found it rather interesting that St. Louis would do it, because Polak, well, he's not tall. He is heavy and stout and strong. And you wonder, who knows, between now and March, if the Leafs are out, maybe there's a way those two organizations are talking again, possibly.
Yeah, hook back up again.
You know, to bring him back. Because right now, there are a lot of teams that are still in the mix. Like, I think Edmonton, Buffalo, Carolina, and Arizona are the obvious four teams that are out. But yeah. I think we're going to see more of a gap. And that's why I wonder if the Edmonton Oilers might be better off now to shop Jeff Petrie, because more teams think they're in, so the price is higher.
Yeah, I think so. I think that he's a right shot defenseman that, you know, he's unrestricted at the end of the year. He's a rental. I think the Oilers need to establish in their minds what they need back for Jeff Petrie, figure out what they think they can get as the feeding frenzy kind of gets crazier towards the deadline. And if there's any way they can get close to that now, to just do it. Because I think that every game Jeff Petrie's in the lineup, he's helping them win, which for the guys in the room and the head coach, that's a good thing. For the guys heading up the draft table next year, it's unnecessary. So if 15 or 20 games less with Jeff Petrie in the lineup, and instead they've got Keith Ollie or Marincin or whoever, Hunt, whoever it's going to be in the lineup, rather than Petrie, that's probably a good thing for the Oilers' draft cause. People won't like to hear that. People will be grumpy to hear that, but I'm telling you, that has to be part of the consideration. So I think if they can get close to their asking price now, just move him sooner rather than later. And he's playing pretty well right now. I think his value is probably fairly high.
Ryan Rashog joins us. Shogard, Matt Fraser already out of the lineup as a healthy scratch tonight. What do you think that makes for him?
I think it's more about having to get Luke Gazdick into the lineup. I really do. I think that Gazdick is kind of dying on the vine a little bit. And they've been dragging this guy around on their roster and on planes and trains and automobiles all over the place and not playing him. And I think that's just really hard to keep doing. And really, what's the big deal? Like, keep him in the lineup, keep him engaged. They've got him a one-way deal this year and next year. They need to figure out if they got a usable player here. They have to. And so just keeping him in the press box for months on end is going to be useless. I think they feel that they'll lose him on waivers, and I think that they're still interested in what they might have. So I don't look at it so much as an indictment on Fraser as I do. They just can't leave Luke Gazdick on an island forever and expect to get anything out of him. It's not fair. So give him a chance. Get him in there. If Reeves is playing tonight, the Blues have a guy that he can match up with. But if he's not, so what? Let him play and see what he can do. I don't see anything wrong with it.
What have you seen from Lander since his recall?
Yeah, not bad. Some of the better stretches that we've seen of him as a pro. He looks faster. He looks like he's moving his feet. He just looks like he's playing with a little bit of confidence. And I think maybe that has something to do with the guy throwing him over the boards. I think there's a comfort level there with Todd Nelson in this player. And I think it's translating now. You're seeing it at the NHL level. So I think he's been okay. And I think they need to just keep playing him, keep playing him, keep playing him, see what they've got, and just keep letting them roll with it. And just see if there's a usable guy that's worth extending another contract to. Find out if he's a guy who can be that 13th forward next year that the Oilers are still going to need. They're still going to need help at center next season. And they need to find out if Lander can be that guy or not. So I think he's been okay, but I still think he's got a lot to prove.
To me, he looks like a player who, if this was his first time in the NHL, which it should be, everybody would have a complete different opinion of it.
Oh, yeah.
So many people wrote off Anton Lander because the organization was idiotic enough to put him into the NHL at 20 when he wasn't close to doing it. And he's the one paying the price for it. Because I'll tell you, if this was his first recall, you know, realistically, people would be like, man, I kind of like this Anton Lander. Like that pass he made in the Chicago game across the ice to Purcell that led to the Derek Roy goal, like that was outstanding play. Yep. And I just, Lander to me is the poster boy that the Oilers should have in their front office, wherever all the offices are, McTavish and Housen, and say, okay, this is how not to develop a player.
Yeah.
Let's not do this to our next second round pick in 2013 or 14.
Or a giant picture of Magnus Pjärvi skating around somewhere in an American Hockey League jersey.
Yeah,
I mean, Pjärvi and Lander to me are those two guys. They are the poster boys that you just talked about of an organization that is just in the terrible habit of rushing players, right? So we will see if anything has changed. We will see, because there are two young players who are knocking on the door who are eligible to play in the AHL next year that certain factions in Oilers management are going to want in the NHL. And if they are smart, regardless of what they do in training camp, they'll give these guys their 30 games of seasoning where they belong. And I don't think it'll happen, but I think it probably should happen.
Shogar, this just coming down. Calgary Flames rookie Johnny Gaudreau has filed trademark application for Johnny Hockey. Thoughts?
Oh, that's got parents and agents written all over it. I think he's probably, his teammates are going to take care of it in the dressing room. I think they'll probably give him a good rough ride over that, so they should. I don't know, whatever. It's got agents and sponsors written all over it. I don't know the kid. I don't know if he's the kind of kid that would be standing there demanding that this happen. So it's kind of, you know, if you're in the dressing room, you know you're going to be all over him for that. But maybe it earns him an extra buck here or there. I don't know. I don't think it's horrendous, though. It doesn't bother me.
If there was one thing that you could trademark that was just kind of your own that no one else could use, what would it be?
Oh, man. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, I'm probably just mandate, I would say. That's kind of whether I like it or not,
that's
and it's
terrible.
Not really my fault. It's kind of become my thing.
Wow!
How about you? For you, it's got to be the glasses, right? I mean, it's got to be the.
You can't really trademark glasses because, first of all, most people can't look as good as I do with these. So how can you? I'm not gonna limit others for that. So
no patent necessary.
Yeah, that wouldn't be one. I'm like, you know, hey, you can all try, but
you
might not be as successful.
How much those guys are going to be all over him in the dressing room for that?
I guarantee his stall. I don't know if they're on the road or not, but I'm telling you, a few veteran pranksters would come into his stall, and
a few years ago, and the dressing room has a way of evening things out. A few years ago, I was covering the Pittsburgh Penguins in the Stanley Cup Final, and I believe Rob Scuderi was talking to the media. I can't remember the exact phrase he used, but he talked about being... maybe it was the piece or something like that, about how he was an important piece of the big picture or something like that. Or he was, and his teammates came, and so his teammates just started calling him that, the piece. I think that's what it was. And I kind of caught on to it, and I started asking around, saying, what's going on? And found out he had referred to himself as the piece that maybe they needed. And it was nonstop through that whole playoff year. It was hysterical. He was so embarrassed by it. But the dressing room has a way of keeping all things on a level playing field and keeping certain people humble. So Johnny Hockey will get a piece of that from Giordano and company, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I would I would think that there will be a lot of fun. So we'll have to think about trademarking things. That would be mine would probably be Better is the one that I would like to trademark.
Be Better?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That's just what you have to say.
You know, when people are just, you know, just be better. Simple.
Be better.
That's like improve. Be better.
Yeah. Well, when we do my performance review every year, like we do for this show, if you're saying that to me, I'll know to take it seriously.
I guess I should start doing a review then. That's a that's a really good idea, man. Can't wait to fill that out.
Don't start with today. Pick a different day.
We'll start next week. I can only imagine what Mageau would want to trademark for himself, or Strudwick. Like Struds would want to trademark his laugh, probably. Right?
I think he's got a few dance moves that he probably wouldn't mind trademarking.
Oh no! Either be that or his his bouquet of his beer.
His beer?
Well, you've never heard this on Struds when he's basically a beer taste tester.
Oh.
Honestly, you've never heard that?
No. So what? What? He's a beer aficionado?
Just listen.
It's a bouquet of enjoyment coming in my mouth there.
A bouquet of enjoyment coming in my mouth. Yeah. Just yeah. Good. Might not
and
have been.
He was chirping me yesterday, wasn't he?
Oh, buddy, that's our. Well, I can't believe you've never heard that. We've probably played that on the show 100 times.
Now, anytime he ever starts chirping at me, I'll just say, play the clip, Gregor. Just play the clip.
Oh, that one is so awesome. Oh, he should trade. Well, the thing is, I don't even think he'd have to trademark it because no one else would ever use it. But
oh yeah, no. But that just becomes it's just synonymous with him. People hear that and they just know.
Yeah, that's true. Threads. Shogger, quick prediction for tonight.
You know what? I think the Oilers will give them a game. I don't think they're going to be able to beat St. Louis. I think they pulled their rabbit out of their hat the other night against Chicago. But I don't think they'll get smoke showed tonight. I think they'll give them a game, and I think that the Oilers' bigger guns are due here for a game. So I think the top line will contribute tonight in a losing cause.
Many people suggesting that your trademark should be, if I had a dollar for every time Vanek.
My attempt at being funny on SportsCenter, which I will never do again because I will never hear the end of it. I thought it was a good line.
I didn't think it was that bad either. The best was, though, because you had to do it, like, what, 5 times, didn't you? And make it sound like it was new every time.
Yeah. The poor guy standing next to me, they had to laugh at it like they were hearing it for the first time a bunch of times. Yeah, that's the magic of television.
Love it. Chagra, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a great one, buddy.